Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com, live in his car in frigid conditions, driving home from Purdue, 73-63 win over number 6 Michigan State, Mackey Arena. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, the East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. So obviously, as I mentioned earlier, 73-63 Purdue over Michigan State, Purdue's signature win of the season to date, and likely to stand as such because there's not going to be a bigger opportunity for a bigger win for Purdue the rest of the season than there was today here at Mackey Arena. And Purdue obviously has been on a pretty significant upward trajectory here lately, and I guess the hope coming into this game was that that would manifest itself in a performance like the one that Purdue ended up getting. The first half was dominant, kind of reminiscent of the game a few years ago, Michigan State in Mackey Arena, where Rafael Davis hit every three he took. Reminiscent of the game years ago when College Game Day was at Purdue, and I think Purdue held Michigan State to 38 points that day. I think the final was 62-38, something like that. Purdue has had some really, really dominant showings against what has really been a dominant program in the Big Ten, and this first half performance today was right up there with any of them. I think Purdue led by, 18 or something like that at halftime, and it didn't play particularly well offensively, and that's what was so telling and so revealing, I guess, and so significant about this game, because this team kind of at this stage of its development, its growth, its maturation, whatever word you want to use, it's become more cohesive. It's just become better in every sense of the term. But I think what you saw today was simply toughness. And I think that's part of growth. That's part of maturation. Older teams, more experienced teams tend to be tougher teams. And, you know, Purdue was physically tougher than Michigan State, which is a mouthful unto itself. But it was also mentally tougher than Michigan State. I think to the former point, the physical toughness, I think, you know, the effort was extraordinary. Purdue played as hard as it played, as it has played at any point this season. I think defensively that showed up as much as anything. I thought Purdue's defense was dominant. I think it was really good on the boards, and that's when we talk about Purdue beating Michigan State at its own game, that's exactly what we're talking about, because this is a program built with a culture of rebounding toughness and defense, and Purdue won all of those categories decidedly today against Michigan State, which really speaks to the physical toughness Purdue has sort of cultivated here and has grown into, but also the mental toughness, you know. And it wasn't just today where Purdue weathered the 24-5 run there in the second half that turned everything upside down and still won the game. But, you know, Purdue did the same thing against Ohio State. Ohio State made quite a run, was making every shot it took. Purdue, you know, kind of gathered itself and won that game when it could have not won that game. And, you know, prior to that, at Wisconsin makes a bunch of tough shots in the final minute or so of regulation to force overtime. Purdue playing on the road could have buckled there. They didn't. They won. They're, you know, starting to show a good amount of mental toughness here. And kind of at the macro level of that, when you look at Nojel Eastern getting put at the foul line intentionally with still almost 3.5 minutes to go in the game, obviously his past with the foul line has been checkered. He missed his prior two, so that was fresh in his mind. The gravity of the situation, I'm sure, was, you know, suffocating, for lack of a better term, because Michigan State had erased a pretty big Purdue lead there, and those free throws were gigantic, and he made 6 in a row in the span of about 40 seconds, and that was really, really significant, really, really one of the stories of the game, one of the stories of a game from which there are a lot of stories, and, you know, I think Carson Edwards is certainly one of them, too. You know, he was 4 of 19, which, you know, by not just his standard, but by any standard is, you know, not good. I know he wanted to do a lot better in that sense against this opponent. I know the way the last Michigan State game played out really kind of ate at him, I'm sure, and really kind of motivated him coming into this game, and he wanted to be a lot better than 4-19. But he was 4-19. But I think he wielded a lot more influence over this outcome than that in itself would suggest, because I think his effort to start this game, the way he was defending, unlike the way he's defended at times this season, I think he raised his levels in very important categories. And I think as the most influential player on this team, I think that really mattered. And I think that was a big part of Purdue's collective effort in the effort category and in the defensive category. And I think he deserves a good amount of credit for that. He also opened this game playing with a good amount of self-awareness. And he gave up the basketball when he needed to give up the basketball. And that was the problem in East Lansing more than anything, was he would dribble into double teams instead of making the simple basketball plays that Purdue needed to make in order to run good offense against a team that really threw them off their game offensively simply by stopping Edwards. So he deserves a good amount of credit, even though the box score says 4 of 19, not his finest hour as an offensive player. But he certainly did wield some influence in this game. I think, you know, another thing that really stands out about this game clearly is, you know, Purdue's depth, at least its depth on this day. And anybody's depth looks good when people come off the bench and make jump shots. And Aaron Wheeler did that for Purdue, making three first half threes, had a putback dunk later on. I thought he really affected this game for the better for Purdue, deserves a good amount of credit for that. I don't even want to call him a reserve anymore because he's basically a sixth starter, but Matt Harms. You know, Travion Williams has gotten a great amount of attention lately for his emergence midseason and what he's meant to Purdue's improvement. But right behind him, coming off the bench, Matt Harms is playing the best basketball maybe of his Purdue career to date, and he had a great run last year. You know, he's really been an important piece for Purdue offensively. As part of what Purdue's been doing really well lately, more than ever, has been making people pay for paying extra attention to Carson Edwards up top. Matt Harms is slipping screens for dunks and layups. The trailer on the ball screen is getting some good looks from three and knocking it down. Grady Eifert has often been that guy. Purdue is doing a good job making people pay for the extra attention being paid to Carson Edwards, and Matt Harms has been a big part of that, on top of, you know, what he's been able to contribute as a versatile defender. But also today he was a really physical rebounder, really asserted himself around the basket against a team full of body types that are difficult for people of his body type to necessarily body up and kind of move around. So another great game from Matt Harms, another great game from Eric Hunter off the bench, giving Purdue some much needed extra offense during that really, really dominant first half. Purdue didn't play terribly well offensively in that first half, and it still led by 18 at the half. Showing you, too, that kind of amidst this improvement Purdue has been making, this sort of meteoric rise Purdue has been able to make, it's also been about finding different ways to win, too, as opposed to just winning with offense and just winning with the improvement it's been able to make defensively. It was great defensively tonight for the most part, and it really kind of grew into this toughness as its defining characteristic against this particular opponent on this particular day. So Purdue, you know, as we've said after the last couple of games here, Purdue's got a lot going for it right now, and it is getting better. It is getting better, and Purdue just got its signature win of the season, and it still presumably has some upside potential that it can realize from here on out too. So this is probably not the destination. This is still part of the journey here, and we will see how much better Purdue can get and when they hit that point, because Purdue is trending upward very, very decisively right now at the right time. This was the game in which they planted their flag in the Big Ten race, that they're going to have a say in this too. And where they were a month ago, you never would have seen that coming. You never in a million years would have said after Notre Dame, this is a team that's going to be right in the thick of the race in the Big Ten. And they just pinned a loss on the previous unbeaten, number six team in the country. Michigan's got a loss now. A bunch of Purdue's most difficult road trips are behind it. The schedule breaks now to where Purdue, especially if it keeps improving, Purdue's going to have a chance to do some pretty positive things here the rest of the way. Be right in the thick of this Big Ten championship hunt until the very end. And a month ago, we were just wondering if they could squeeze their way into the NCAA tournament. So really, there's any number of ways to kind of articulate how far things have come in a short period of time. But that's probably the one that jumps out the most. A month ago, this was probably an NIT team. Now this is a team that's playing for seeding and playing for a Big Ten title. So that's a pretty succinct way to kind of look at how far Purdue has come in that very short period of time. Highlighted today by Purdue's signature win of the season, the 73-63 win over number 6 Michigan State. So that's what I got. This has been your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast edition, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, the First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. So we will talk to you again this week after Purdue plays at Penn State. Hope everybody has a pleasant rest of your Sunday evening. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.